You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, and certainly been a busy enough week since I last chatted with everyone. The team trimming things down to the 53-man roster. Of course, the trade with the Carolina Panthers, sending Bam Johnson out of town for a sixth-round draft pick in 2022. And the practice squad being announced, which we'll get into in just a little bit. Before we jump into all of that, though, I did want to give you guys a quick reminder. We do have the Buffalo Rumblings Pick'em contest taking place. You can find the links and information in the show notes, but you can also find it as the pinned tweet on Twitter, at Anth Marino. And teaming up with Nate from Circling the Wagons and all the content creators here at Buffalo Rumblings, Matt Warren is on board, Jay Spence the King, Joe Miller, so many. Jamie D'Amico is already on board, and we know the other hosts of our great podcast will be joining in as well to do a season-long pick'em contest for every NFL game. And we've got some great prizes coming your way. Autographed jerseys from Harrison Phillips, Zach Moss, Thurman Thomas. We've even got a, you know, if you sign up by this weekend, you'll be eligible to win a signed 8x10 by John Feliciano. And all the proceeds from this go to the American Cancer Society. So I would encourage everyone to check it out. Like I said, it's in the show notes. It is also in my pinned tweet at Anth Marino. And just a great way for us to have some fun, to connect with the fans, to do some good charity work. And also one of those prizes, that guest, you know, that wins the contest this year, will get to go on and do a guest spot with Nate on Circling the Wagons podcast, talking about the 2021 season and recapping what we all hope will be a great one for the Buffalo Bills. But over 50 people have signed up already. I can't thank everyone enough that has already done this and doing their part to help us fund cancer research and programs throughout the region. So again, I appreciate everybody that has signed up so far. And if you haven't done so, have a little fun with us. All it takes is a donation to the American Cancer Society in any amount. And as I said, all the details in the show notes or in that pinned tweet on my Twitter account. Now, today for our show, right, we're at this point where it is a week before the start of the regular season, roughly, when the Buffalo Bills will host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Certainly next week, we will have plenty of previews and information to really get you ready and talking about the team and kind of what that matchup will look like. But as we mentioned earlier in this week, really wrapping up things with the 53-man roster. Matt Warren did a great job kind of with the release of the 53-man roster on Tuesday afternoon. Jamie D and Big Newt broke it down as well in real time with their show on Wednesday. And of course, we had a breakdown on our YouTube channel with the Hump Day Hotline. Sal Capaccio joined Joe Miller and Jay Spence the King. Great show. If you haven't caught it yet, I would suggest you go to the YouTube channel or in your podcast feed and find that to give it a listen. And Jay Spence and Bruce Nolan were also on talking about the 53-man roster on Tuesday night after it was released. So, you know, we've talked about all of those areas and things that have come about, but let's talk a little bit about the practice squad. And I think, you know, this year we talked about the 53-man roster and all the speculation, and a lot of the intrigue was pulled out of things when the Bam Johnson trade took place. And you got it, right? Like, hey, were they going to keep seven defensive ends or not? You end up trading one of the guys for a six-round pick. Makes it easier to keep six. Some of that intrigue is gone from the unveiling that was taking place on Tuesday. The other surprise with Jacob Hollister, that is fine. But I think as we go through with so much of this, right, there was always the question of, oh, gosh, like if we don't sign this guy to the 53-man roster, we risk losing him. And with the exception of Nick McCloud, right, talented cornerback out of Notre Dame, the Buffalo Bills didn't lose anybody, right? So when they announced the 15 players to the team's practice squad initially, there was a lot of question, oh, is this guy going to make it? Is he going to get picked up somewhere? And not really the case. So let's run through the names to start. And then I think we can talk a little bit about some of the guys that really stand out. And again, kind of get your thoughts, and you can hit me up on Twitter in the comments section here at Buffalo Rumblings. You can always find me there. So, you know, first up, offensive lineman Jack Anderson, defensive tackle Brandon Bryant, offensive lineman Jameel Douglas, quarterback Jake Fromm, wide receiver Tanner Gentry, linebacker Joe Giles Harris, defensive back Elijah Griffin, wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins, cornerback Cam Lewis, defensive end Mike Love, tight end Quentin Morris, safety Josh Thomas, quarterback Davis Webb, cornerback Rashad Wildgoose, and running back Antonio Williams. Now, again, these were the initial 15 that were announced by the team on Wednesday, September 1st, right? And we'll get to number 16 in just a little bit. But let's focus on these guys right here for this time. You know, Jack Anderson, a seventh round draft pick, you had a chance or a feeling, right, that he was a long shot to make the 53-man roster. That was evident early on in camp, and him coming back on the practice squad, not too much of a surprise. Jameel Douglas was one of those players that you thought, okay, with his NFL experience, you know, having some starts under his belt and his time with the Titans, was that someone that, you know, a team looking for some offensive line depth might look to pick him up and put them on their active roster? That did not happen, so he ends up staying with the Bills on the practice squad, obviously for the experience that he brings to the position, but also the work that he has done throughout training camp and OTAs. He is familiar with the Bills. If they need to add depth, someone that I could see them pulling up in no time. Let's talk for a second about the quarterbacks. I don't know if many were surprised that the Bills added both Jake Fromm and Davis Webb to the practice squad. I was on with Pat Moran earlier in the week on the Talking Buffalo podcast. And, you know, we said maybe they will keep both. When you have 16 spots, you could certainly do that. We did not expect either to make the 53-man roster. But here they are both on the practice squad. Davis Webb, great teammate, great leader. See him, you know, adding an extension to the coaching staff in some ways, right, and what he's able to do and helping to prepare Josh Allen week in and week out. Jake Fromm, I think the team probably needs a little bit more time to see with him. You know, this is a guy that they can keep around. Maybe he can eventually replace Mitchell Trubisky as that QB2, assuming Trubisky does sign elsewhere after this season, as he's only on a one-year deal. I'm not completely sold on Fromm, right, when it comes to that standpoint, but here we are with this and can see what we get there. When we talk about defensive backs, I was glad to see the Bills being active there and keeping Elijah Griffin, of course, Cam Lewis, Josh Thomas at safety, and Rashad Wildgoose at cornerback. You know, you look at Wildgoose as a sixth-round pick, maybe the team needs a little bit more time to see what they might have there. Certainly showed some flashes early on. The one I was most happy to see was Cam Lewis. And Cam, you know, he brings a little bit more experience than these rookies. We all have talked about before how he beat out Teron Johnson to kind of overtake the nickel corner position back during the 2020 season. That did, you know, not take place for long after he got injured. But to have Cam Lewis back, a guy that can play inside or out, because I am a little bit worried about the lack of depth that the Bills have at cornerback at this time. Mentioned before, right? Jacob Hollister being cut. Doesn't look like he's coming back to the Bills in the practice squad. Keeping Quentin Morris gives you some flexibility there. Somebody that flashed throughout training camp and like what you see that you could potentially get with him. Tanner Gentry, it seemed like he was destined for the practice squad, so not too much of a surprise there. I know early on throughout workouts and OTAs, Isaiah Hodgins was a fan of many, struggling to stay healthy throughout training camp and throughout the preseason. So he finds himself on the practice squad, and maybe the Bills can continue to develop him to see if there is some potential there. Personal favorite of mine, running back Antonio Williams making the practice squad, as we mentioned. That depth, right? Should something happen to Zach Moss or Devin Singletary, you know, here's a guy that at least showed some real promise in week 17 last year against the Miami Dolphins. Let's certainly see what he can do. And the last guy I'll highlight, linebacker Joe Giles Harris. We know that when the Jacksonville Jaguars let him walk earlier in the offseason, many of their fans thought that was someone that maybe it was a mistake as they made this move. He doesn't make the 53-man roster in Buffalo, but brings some solid NFL experience on the practice squad and could certainly be someone that could fill in the clutch if the team needs. So when they made this announcement, right, just 15 of 16 spots, and then earlier in the day on Thursday, and this is coming our report from Sean Murphy here at BuffaloRumblings.com and announced from Buffalo Rumblings PR, the Bills have signed tight end Kale Warring to the practice squad. So he takes that 16th spot, you know, that was there, that had not been filled at that time. Maybe that was meant to be for Nick McLeod. And when he was signed, that, you know, it opened things up. And here comes Kale Warring, again, an additional tight end that provides some promise. And here's the write-up from Murphy. I figured just as this is somewhat breaking news, I'll just share the report here and get it with you guys, because certainly a name that you may not be familiar with. Waring, 24, was originally a third-round draft choice of the Houston Texans in the 2019 NFL Draft. Waring is a fantastic athlete, and he tested well at the 2019 NFL Draft Combine. He ran the 40-yard dash in 4.67 seconds, completed 19 reps at 225 pounds on the bench press, and showcased a 36.5-inch vertical leap. However, those physical traits have not translated to the NFL success. The Texans twice placed him on injured reserve, once on September 2nd, 2019, which ended his rookie season before it began, due to a grade 3 concussion, and once on September 15th, 2020, with an undisclosed injury. And although he returned from IR in November 2020, he has just 3 career receptions for 35 yards. Finally, signing with Buffalo's practice squad caps a whirlwind 10 days for Waring, as he was waived by the Texans on August 23rd, claimed by the New England Patriots on August 24th, waived by New England on August 27th, claimed by the Indianapolis Colts on August 28th, and then waived by the Colts on August 31st. So, yes, a whirlwind of 10 days for him, to say the least, right? But here it is, Waring finds a home in Buffalo on the practice squad, a former third-round pick with some great athleticism. Tell me if you've heard that before when talking about a Buffalo Bills tight end, you know, and you're talking about a flyer on your practice squad, right? And that is a move that the Buffalo Bills make to really round things out. So we've got Cahale Waring, the tight end, again, running back Antonio Williams, cornerback Rashad Wildgoose, quarterback Davis Webb, safety Josh Thomas, tight end Quentin Morris, defensive end Mike Love, cornerback Cam Lewis, offensive lineman Jack Anderson, defensive tackle Brandon Bryant, offensive lineman Jamil Douglas, quarterback Jake Fromm, wide receiver Tanner Gentry, linebacker Joe Giles Harris, defensive back Elijah Griffin, and finally wide receiver Isaiah Hodgins, making up the practice squad for the Bills. And of course, there will be changes coming to the practice squad throughout the season. We know this is an area that Brandon Bean and his staff like to tinker with things a little bit and make some constant changes. So we will be keeping an eye on that and see what that looks like moving forward as it comes to the Bills. So as we go forward with these pieces here, like I said, you guys can hit me up in the comments at BuffaloRumblings.com. Find me on Twitter right here at AnthMarino at any time. And make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. In addition to the regular lineup that you're so familiar with, we have been working to transition a lot of our YouTube shows now coming to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast form. So you can get Hump Day Hotline. You can get The Chop Up with Jay Spence and others. You can get Off Tackle featuring Joe Miller and John Fina. So we have got a lot coming to you each and every week here at BuffaloRumblings.com, and always appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to check out for now. I always appreciate you guys listening. I look forward to talking to you all soon. And as always, go Bills.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smart Water Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure, it's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.